Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 8th Psalm, and we've looked at it overall, just a quick reading. And then we've looked at the first couple of verses. And so the Psalm's only 8 verses long, I think 9 verses long. And so let me go back and start at the beginning, read those first 2 Psalms, and then we'll press on in it, because this is such a foundational psalm, foundational to the understanding of God and the kingdom of God. So verse 1 starts off with the title, to the choir master, the choir director, according to the Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. So now with verse 3, the new verse we're going to pick up today, listen to this. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? So these 3 verses, verse 3 and verse 4, are one sentence. And I want to read them from four different English translations. And you know, I talk about this all the time. I've got the King James open right now. I've got the New American Standard, the ESV, which I just read, and the Lexham. And the Lexham is the ongoing English translation from Logos Bible Software. Okay, it is the most up-to-date, most current. It doesn't necessarily mean it's better, okay, but it's useful. Listen to what the King James says. Verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Then the New American Standard. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Then the Lexham. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is a human being that you think of him, and a child of humankind that you care for him? And so you can hear the distinctions, even a degree of political correctness in these translations. They're all good translations. The Lexham, when it comes along, what is a human being? It's just defining that some people today, when you say what is man, they can't get beyond the understanding that that's referring to mankind. It's humankind. They actually say humankind rather than mankind, because there's people who will choose to be offended. But it's speaking of humans as a whole. But did you hear what was being said? David says this, I consider your heavens. I look at your heavens. Now, why would David do that? Well, some things that we've mentioned before. David grew up a shepherd. He was outside during the daytime. He's outside during the nighttime. He could consider the heavens by the daytime. He'd consider the heavens by the nighttime. There's a wonder and glory in both day and night. And so he would look at it and he would consider it. But notice what he said, when I look at your heavens, heavens, plural. He was aware that there's more than one heaven. Now, he would have known that because of what he knew from the Word of God. The Lord had revealed that already. We think we know of these heavens in one way, and I want to submit to you that our understanding of these heavens is incomplete at best and inaccurate in all likelihood. In other words, what we think we know may not be so. It's what Dr. Michael Heiser used to say all the time. I love that little line. Because we think we know, but it may not be so. It is within this, within the arena of what we call cosmology, the nature of things. Okay. But he says, beyond any shadow of doubt, these heavens are the work of the finger of God. And notice his fingers, the work of thy fingers. Yes, again, an anthropomorphic type of thing. God, the Father, is spirit. He is spirit. He has no body. He has nothing that he's taken on of his creation and to express himself like that. But we give, and the scripture gives, terms that helps us understand the face of God, the right arm of God, the fingers of God, the feet of God, things like that. But David declares that the Lord is the one who created, who made the heavens. And then he details it even more. The moon and the stars that you have, King James, New American Standard, ordained, ESV, Lexham, that you've set in place. In other words, that you have brought apart, that you have brought together, that you have created, that you have set in a place, in a role, and in a functioning. Well, what are the roles and the function of the moon and stars? Again, we think we know, but we really don't. We get major insight into it from the very beginning in Genesis. He tells us forthright the purpose of the sun, the purpose of the moon, the purpose of the stars. Our problem is we basically reject what God says about it. And so therefore we lose that understanding. We have a very incomplete understanding. But David knew. And he says, you know what? When I consider this, when I look at this, it draws him to something else. It draws him to consider man. He looks at the heavens. He looks at the moon. He looks at the stars. He considers, what tells us, maybe he's considering this at nighttime, right? Because he doesn't mention the sun. He considers this, that God had ordained this and put all this in place. If God has done this, with that which I can look at night after night after night, if God has set it in place, well, let's just consider the stars. You can consider the moon and the stars, but let's consider the stars. When you look at the stars and you see them night after night after night, and you see them doing the same exact thing, and you go, really, stars do things? Oh, yeah. Most of us did not grow up in an agrarian background to where we would actually be out at night looking at the stars. I'm one of those guys that did. I will go out and lay a blanket out in the middle of a farm field and look at the stars and consider the stars. And you see the stars rotating through the skies. That's what they do. The stars are moving through the sky, and they move through the sky with the same pattern year after year after year after year. They don't deviate. You have some stars that behave differently, some that look differently, some that move differently. Okay? We call those, they used to be called wandering stars. We call them planets. Okay? But we won't get into that right now. But you'll see one star that's always in the same position that never moves. We call it the North Star. That's always in the same position. Now, it will be lower in the horizon, it'll be higher in the horizon, depending upon the season, but it's the same year by year by year, and it's always right there. And all the stars of heaven rotate around that North Star. This may be new information to some of us, okay? It may be. It may be new information, but it's the truth nonetheless. He says, when I see this, I think, what is man? Why do you take thought of man? And what is the son of man that you care for him? In other words, God, when I look at this right here, it draws me to think, why did you create man? Why did you create us, Lord? Is that not great? Well, my time is up. We'll talk about that in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.